with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has warned that a whole civilization will die tonight, but said Iran still has time to capitulate ahead of a deadline he set for 8 p.m. Tuesday in Washington. President Trump says the military has a plan for what to strike in Iran if the Strait of Hormuz is not open by 8 p.m. Tuesday.
Where every bridge in Iran will be decimated by 12 o'clock tomorrow night, where every power plant in Iran will be out of business, burning, exploding, and never to be used again. I mean, complete demolition by 12 o'clock.
The U.S. has already struck military targets on the Iranian oil hub of Karg Island, according to a White House official on Tuesday, while Israeli warplanes struck bridges and railways in Iran. The Artemis II astronauts have pointed their moonship towards home. Correspondent Ben Thomas has more on that story.
Don't forget to enjoy the view.
Apollo 13 Commander Jim Lovell in a wake-up message for the Artemis II astronauts recorded 2 months before his death last August.
Houston, copy.
Later.
We'll see you on the other side.
This exchange between NASA Mission Control and the Orion capsule.
We will see you on the other side.
At that point, they were headed for the far side of the moon, temporarily out of contact as they shattered the distance record set by Lovell's Apollo 13 in 1970, more than 250,000 miles from Earth. And using the same maneuver to put the astronauts on course back home to Earth. I'm Ben Thomas.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow down by 85 points, the NASDAQ rising by 21, with the S&P 500 advancing by 5 points. This is SRN News. Christians in Iraq are still having trouble.
According to a new analysis by England's all-party parliamentary group for international freedom of religion or belief, Iraqi believers still face violent persecution and repression years after ISIS was finally expelled from the country. Christians living in the Kurdistan region are doing pretty well, but elsewhere in the country they're still being victimized by their Muslim neighbors. Christians make up just about 3% of Iraq's population. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in India are making it harder for foreign NGOs, including Christian ones, to operate. They've added amendments to the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, which is designed to strangle Christian ministries that depend on funding from the U.S. and other places. The Hindu Nationalist Party that's running India's federal government has made no secret of its plan to promote Hinduism over all other religions in that vast nation. This is SRN News. Hail to the victors after Michigan has emerged as this year's March Madness champion. More from correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reporting.
Michigan has won its first NCAA title in men's basketball in 37 years. Elliot Cadeau's game-high 19 points powered the top-seeded Wolverines past second-seeded UConn 69-63 in Monday's national championship game in Indianapolis. Cadeau was named the tournament's most outstanding player. It's Michigan's second title in program history and first since 1989. The Wolverines led 33-29 at halftime and never led by more than 11 in the second half. Alex Caraban's 17 points paced the Huskies. UConn was denied its third national title in 4 years and its seventh in program history. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.